Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and joining me in the studios right now from the Carbon High School student body, I have got Hannah Powell and Colton Cave. You guys are here for your final interview, your final little announcement to let us all let everyone know how you guys did with your Carbon Christmas fundraiser. First off, thanks for coming in on your first day off of school. It is winter break, and I make you come into the studios bright and early. So let's go ahead and get to it. How was your very final day of fundraising?
Our final day went really well. We had people everywhere. We had people in Wellington, in Circle K, just doing whatever they can, odd jobbing. And we did really well on Monday. So, and our assembly went well too.
So, Colton, the funds that have been raised for this year's Carbon Christmas, it was a huge deal for so many people in the Carbon County area. We are only a couple of days away from Christmas, and this is going to be a huge difference for so many families.
It really is. It really is. So, we get the opportunity to kind of participate in some of the shopping and stuff we do. And as just, you know, students, we get to see like what people really need. And I think it really changes the perspective and attitude of a lot of students when we see what we don't even think of, like these other kids are wishing for Christmas.
Right.
So it's a big deal. And it's really cool to see all this work that we did, be able to provide kids with not only what they need, but with things they want too.
Exactly. And for so many people in our area, it's like you said, one thing to know that there are people in our area that have these wish lists and have things that they wish. There are even adults in our area that say, you know, all I want for Christmas is be able to afford my rent. These are things that we don't see on a daily basis. So when you're actually front and center and you see these people and you see these individuals and you're able to help them out, it really is a great feeling, especially for you guys being high school students and to understand that at this age. I mean, it's really beneficial and it's going to go a long ways in your future as well.
Yeah. Being in high school, it's you don't really see all the hardships that people go through, but through this, we were able to see that, and it was really touching to see all the families that actually needed help during Christmas, so it was a good experience.
Well, the moment that everyone has been waiting for, we want to know your total. We know that you guys set a goal of $19,500, and you announced what you were able to raise yesterday at your assembly. So, Hannah, tell me, what is it?
So we were able to make, so our goal was 19.5, but we were able to make $22,648.30.
Are you kidding me?
No, we made it.
Holy cow. So way more than your goal. And that is incredible. And it's all thanks to people in our area from all over the place. I mean, even residents in Emory County, I know when they were shopping at our local stores, they were still willing to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the awesome things about our community is like, since we're such a tight-knit community, even though, you know, we don't live next door, people are still willing to donate. It's awesome.
Wow, what an absolutely fantastic situation going on with all of the great fundraising efforts going on with Carbon Christmas. Hannah and Colton, congratulations to not only you, but all of the members of the student body that were able to participate and help out in this huge fundraiser. Congratulations to you guys. That's a huge number.
Yeah, thank you. But we couldn't have done it without the community. Thank you for all your support. So,
absolutely. Colton, any last words?
Just thank you and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Well, again, huge, huge number from the Carbon High student body for that fantastic amount that they were able to raise, $22,000 and some hundreds. I mean, there's a lot there. So congratulations to the student body and Merry Christmas to everyone. And thanks so much to the entire community that was able to participate and gather funds where they were able to. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.